You're listening to People Helping People, a live radio show on Daisy 1170 AM. Join us each and every week as we explore the many ways of making a difference, just by doing what you can. Know a friend who's in need of a service? Have a family member who's come upon hard times? Hopefully we can all help. It's about people helping people. Tuesdays at noon on Daisy 1170 AM. If you can help, or you know someone who needs help, call us now on the studio line 408-912-5565 to participate. That's 408-912-5565. You can also send an email to peoplehelping@klok1170am.com. If you prefer to leave a message, call 408-458-9478. That's 408-458-9478. All information is strictly confidential.
I always like to imagine that's me playing piano while Jeff's talking over
there. Do you play the piano?
A little bit. Not that well. Thanks for joining us, People Helping People, on Daisy 1170 AM, radio that listens to you. I just laughed, though, because it sounds like this, like you could just see me just getting into a groove with my eyes closed, playing that beautiful, soothing piano. Welcome to the show. That's my co-host, Larry.
Yep.
Nice
I'm
to have
here
you.
Again.
Yes.
We're back, and we have a very special guest.
Special guest today.
Yeah.
The original, one of the original producers of the show.
Yeah.
Franco's with us.
Franco, my man.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Glad to be here. And that was a great intro, you playing the piano right
there.
Thank
you. Yeah, it was, actually. I mean, I like to give that impression that it's me playing the piano, so every time the show starts, people can just visualize all my multi-talents of being able to talk on the radio while playing piano.
How many instruments do you play, or what do you play?
I play a bunch, very, like, marginally. The only thing I do well is sing, and I play a guitar, and then a little piano, a little bass.
I was thinking about taking voice.
Is that right?
Yeah, because I have a decent voice.
Yeah,
but I don't think it would take a lot to get it in sync. And
no, I mean it's nothing like getting a head start on
that's
this.
A weird look. Wow,
like you decided to do it now?
Well, why?
It's like
why
me,
not?
That's like some, my wife's always like, you should learn how to ski. I'm like, now I'm going to do it?
You're not too old.
Bones are brittle.
I'm sorry, maybe you are.
I'm getting there, man. I'm afraid. So, yeah, it's a similar situation.
Anyway,
it's good to have Franco. Franco, your presence is always appreciated.
Thank you.
Love to have you here. Yeah. How's life? You doing well?
Yeah, doing great. Just, you know, just keeping busy with other things. I'm loving the weather we're having right now.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah. Back east is snowing, huh?
Well, listen, this is what I was going to say. One thing that's happened in the past 3 or 4 years is that the media has made a circus of weather, right?
Yes,
we see it
true.
Here with rain. Like we were getting like 5 or 6 days of rain and they were covering on the news like it was a cataclysmic event. You know, this is going to be Armageddon because we have 5 days of rain or something.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right.
It's absurd, right?
Yeah, it is.
Think of how bad it gets here when it's really raining, and it's 30, 40 times worse in New York at this time. Now, because there was this big snowstorm hitting and they were aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if anyone who follows the news knows last maybe December or November this past couple months ago, they had a similar thing happen. They shut everything down. It was a guaranteed storm, 2 feet of snow, and then nothing. I mean, it was nothing. So all this preparation led to nothing. You think they'd learn from it.
Yeah.
New York City essentially shut everything down. Mayor de Blasio came out and said, nothing is open tomorrow. Don't even bother traveling to work. The streets are going to be impassable. Stay away.
Yeah.
They shut everything down except for the underground subway. They have no snow on the ground as of right now. Or they may have changed, but there was nothing as of 2 hours ago.
Right.
In New Jersey, they were expecting between 1 foot and 2 feet of snow. Nothing. And meanwhile, all the schools are
right
closed.
Now, or is this
right now? And this was supposed to be all. They should be about 1 foot into it right now because it's supposed to snow through tonight.
Right.
Like 6 inches an hour, they were saying.
Wow.
So what's crazy about this is that they closed everything down. So a lot of parents who send their kids to school now had to stay home from work.
Because
they have to watch their kids unexpectedly, right?
Jeez.
So all these families that
domino
don't have the
effect.
Money and they have to work, and meanwhile they now had to take a sick day because of it. Whatever happened to the old days? Wait and see what happens.
Yeah, I know.
If it snows, you call out. You have that chain, right? You call everybody and say, it's snow day today.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you do it without knowing? When are you going to learn
a
lesson?
Know.
Supermarkets are getting blitzed. They've cleaned it out. because of it. And yet now there's no snow. So it's just ridiculous.
Any more food.
Wow.
Yeah. And they name everything too now. They name it.
I
it's
know.
Like, you know, Storm. Superstorm Wilson.
Yeah.
It's like everything's got to have a name.
Hurricane Matthew.
Yeah.
Or Hurricane Greg. Hurricane Larry. Yeah.
I could even see true, hurricanes, but just Nor'easter Tony is like,
yeah,
come on.
I know.
It's getting
true,
ridiculous.
They do.
It's like they want to make it so much bigger than it is, and they want people to be so afraid.
I just ignore it all.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just you in a nutshell. You're an ignorant man. So there's tip.
No, I wouldn't exactly say that.
I'm just joking, Larry.
Wow.
Clearly,
if
I'm
ignorant, it's by choice.
You're not an ignorant man. You're one of the most non-ignorant people I know.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's the best compliment I've ever given you.
You got paid for that, by the way.
So what I was going to say is I woke up this morning thinking my family was going to be buried under snow, and they were all like, you believe this? Again, it happened. And now everybody's all upset on the East Coast.
Well, who's to say it's not going to happen, though?
Yeah, but they're saying they misjudged it. It took a weird...
A
slight turn that changed the whole course of
Here
the storm. Go. Yeah, it's usually what happens.
It is what happens.
We don't have the exact science.
That is not that common on the East Coast, but here on the West Coast, it's always that way, it seems.
What, the mistakes?
Well, because a storm, you know, because we'll get a build of a high pressure and it moves the jet stream just a tick.
Right.
And then, you know, everything's off.
Yeah.
You
well,
know,
I can see how...
quite often.
Yeah, and look, they're not perfect weathermen. I don't think they ever claim to
not
be. But
perfect.
They say that they're supposed to be Jeez. Getting close to... Like, you could pretty much reasonably predict within minutes when something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Just if you have a weather app on your phone, it'll say, like, rain today. If you go hour by hour, it'll tell you, like, the likelihood of that rain and how much it'll be. And it's usually minute.
Actually, I have not seen that to be the case.
Oh, okay. Because I follow it. And they'll say, rain and it's like rain is about to start in 20 minutes, and almost by the book,
I look
start.
At it by the hour, and it moves it on. So you have rain, you know, from 6 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, then it gives a percentage. And in the 6, 7, 8, and 9 are erased, no rain, and it moves it up and moves it up. It's a joke.
It is. But anyway.
Are you going to say, though, it's because of my iPhone that this is happening?
Well, you have an old. Yeah, I was saying Larry has like one of the originals. He was wondering why
it's
someone was working on his phone.
It's a 5S.
And I said, that's because you have the original iPhone. And it's.
Well, what's yours?
It's like 46 pounds, your phone.
Yours looks very feminine, by the way. That's like really narrow. And,
listen,
it's like it's
I'm in touch
pink.
With my feminine
what color
side there, Larry.
The
don't worry. It's gold.
Is it pink?
It's gold.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
So these are what the new ones look like, Larry. Yeah. <get used to. laughs> So we had a lot of things we wanted to talk about today. Later on,
we're
since
gearing up.
Seeing as Franco's back and he was the king of upcoming nonprofit events, we figured maybe we'd touch
Take
on some of those
of
at the end
that.
Of the show.
Yes, yeah, I have a couple of events lined up, ready to go.
I see you have your computer pulled up, so that's usually a good sign. Franco is ready.
It's a cute little thing.
It is.
What is that?
That's an iPad mini.
Really?
It's basically the larger version of my phone, more than anything.
Huh.
Yeah.
iPad minis.
I got to get something like that.
Yeah, you should get with the times. So today's show, wanted to talk about a topic because if you've followed this show regularly, you know, we hope there's one or two, you would know there's certain topics we've been just brushing over and we want to delve into further. Last week, we had a chance to talk a little bit about immigration and a lot of the concerns for the future.
Yeah.
Green card, work visas, and all of that. And there was that huge conference in Fremont last Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we had a guest on the show, talked about that. I think we learned a lot. I know offline we received a lot of people thanking us for the info, and a lot of people showed up for that event in Fremont. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that. This week, one of the other issues we talked about, and we touched on it last week and the week before, is stalking. Mm-hmm. Internet stalking, and because of the ease in which you can track someone and really harass them. It's become almost a science now, and it's really a bigger concern than it ever was, and it's always been there, right? Stalking and the like are usually things that have been going on for many years. Mm-hmm. But now it's a little different with cell phones, Facebook, and devices tracking your location.
Yeah.
Pictures that people put on Facebook that you might not have even posted that somebody else tagged you in and someone else can tell where you are, where you go every day, what you're doing with your kids, when you're on vacation. It's just an easier process to track people. And unfortunately, the laws are very, very sketchy at this point.
They're antiquated.
That's a good word.
And you know, and I mean, for no good reason, really. I mean, because you see it going more and more toward the person that's committing the crime rather than to the victim.
Yes.
And it's a joke. especially with stalking, when you read, if you know, if you go online and you read anything to do with stalking, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's just a travesty. It's a travesty.
And some people, it's close to home for a lot of people, right?
Yeah,
I'm sure
is.
Most people know of a situation or have heard of it, at least seen it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch a lot of ID Channel, you probably are always seeing these types of stories, like Killer Next Door or Evil Lives Here and all these mm-hmm. different... I love the ID Channel because I love just sort of
what,
seeing
what
the
science. What does
that stand for? Investigative discovery.
Okay.
So it's all investigative reporting, like, you know, Dateline, 2020, those
right,
types of things.
Right, uh-huh.
Cold Case and those shows. But a lot of these issues, it's no surprise that they have so many of those shows. Most people are intrigued by it, but don't understand the depth of the law mm-hmm. and how sometimes these laws work against you as the stalked, because simply there's too many gray areas there mm-hmm. that can't be quantified until something has happened, right?
Yeah.
So let's say, Larry, you're being stalked by someone.
Mm-hmm.
You could call the police and you could tell them you're being stalked, and all they can really do is tell you, well, there needs to be something that we need to have something to go and arrest them. We can't just go and arrest somebody
yeah.
based on what you think is stalking, because their definition of it might be different.
Mm-hmm.
There might be other factors there. But if they've not done anything to you, what are you going to arrest them for? And if they do get it in trouble, it's going to be a slap on the wrist, and then it could make the matters worse the second time, right?
This is true, yeah.
So you've seen through people you know and places, mm-hmm. places and people you've been close to,
mm-hmm.
You've seen it, and this was a topic you wanted to delve deeper into.
Yeah, absolutely, and especially when it comes to women being stalked. Excuse me. Because, I mean, and it's sad to say this, but women are, what would you say, discriminated against?
Yeah, or...
I would say that.
Or there's more of a likelihood that they could be stalked?
Well, discriminated against in so many different ways in our society. I mean,
right.
I mean, we've gone a long way concerning that, but it's still true. And that's why you see a lot of women still out there, you know, protesting different things. I don't really approve of some of the way they protest, you know, some of the ways.
Yeah.
But I totally agree with why they're protesting. And so it seems like women getting stalked a lot of the times, and if you read this article that I sent you, there's a portion in there where the woman that was being stalked, and she had tons of evidence against this freak.
Right.
And they even questioned that it was true.
The Pauli Perrette girl you're talking about?
I don't know if
it was.
Are
you talking about Christina Grimey?
No, it wasn't her. It was probably the one you just said before.
Pauli Perrette.
Yeah.
And she's from NCIS. She's like it's famous story right now.
Right,
too.
Right.
Yeah.
If it was her, but there are four different ladies or girls, you know, on this, women, that have been stalked. And it goes, of course, many more. But that are kind of like being highlighted in that link that I sent you.
Well, you talk about things being somewhat close to home. People who, you know, there's 6 degrees of separation. You're very close to
sure.
pretty much any incident.
True.
I'm sure if you really looked into every incident that you see on the news, there's probably only one or two people between you and that person, even
yeah.
though it seems crazy to say that.
But it's
you
true,
know somebody who knows yeah. somebody who knows that person.
Mm-hmm.
The girl who I just mentioned, Christina Grimey, I believe her name is, she was the girl who a few years ago was stalked and murdered by one of her stalkers. She won, was one of the finalists for The Voice,
Voice.
Then ended up getting this great landing, a record deal, went on tour. She put up a post saying, "What's up? We're in Orlando today. Please come to my show tonight if you live near the area." Well, that ended up being an invitation to her stalker. She was killed that day, a day later, actually, while ready to perform this show.
Yeah, he was in the audience that had a picture of him. You could see him. They circled it in the photograph.
Yeah, and my dear friend who I used to work with when I first started in radio, his name is Ricky Rue, we called him. That was his radio name. He is a producer. He's done a lot of music production over the years, and he was producing her record. He was working directly with her for months. And when that happened, he put up a post about it and mentioned it and said, like, this is one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. A lot of people say those things, and, you know, you kind of don't know when to believe it. He told me directly that this girl is as nice of a person as you can get. Not even remotely aware of what, because she was so pretty and so alluring to these crazy lunatics. She had no idea really of what was, because she was new to the spotlight. She was she was somebody who only 2 or 3 months earlier was a nobody.
Yeah.
Now she had a little bit of fame. Didn't realize her words by saying "come see me at this event" would eventually lead to her demise. And it's a terrible story, but you hear a lot of those, especially in show business, where actors or actresses are stalked, and then it kind of goes away. But that person is usually left freaked out and scared all the time, because even though it's not in the news anymore, they still have to deal with the stalker.
Doesn't go away.
And they're always fearful that it's going to pop up at the most inopportune time, even if it's months or years down the road. Mm-hmm. But really, what can be done? That's the problem.
Yeah, and these women we're talking about right now, if we have a link they can go to.
Yeah, but it's not an easy link to. I would just say the best thing is to search this 48 Hours Stalked. That's the name of the show, and that's the name of the episode. 48 Hours Stalked.
So they'll be able to find out.
Yeah, and it's basically an exclusive thing that 48 Hours had worked on about stalkers. And,
yeah,
it'll give you a good idea of what they're dealing with and the laws themselves.
So we'll make sure we repeat this again by the end of the show. But if you go at that and just click on that, then it'll take you right to it, I guess.
I would also like, if anyone who's listening has any input that they can share about this topic.
Yeah.
Some people might be uncomfortable if it was their own situation. But if it's something close to you, or even if it's a situation you could talk about, you can be very vague and you don't need to say names. You don't even need to say who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But call us if you have anything you can add to this story of stalking and harassment. Because we'd love to be able to, even if it's through a listener or somebody who's hearing the show right now, giving some firsthand insight.
Sure.
That would be helpful. 408-912-5565. 408-912-5565 would be the number.
Yeah, and you don't have to give your name out, of course. I mean, we don't need to know who you are.
Yeah.
But we just would love to have your information.
Last week I was prying a bit, trying to get you to tell a story about the situation you're aware of or close to.
Right.
I had a situation I was telling you a little bit about off the air, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started in radio, I was just out of broadcasting school, and I had a part-time job on the Jersey Shore at a radio station, WJLK. And I used to do the overnight shift. I used to do 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Sometimes it'd be 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. And I would just go do my night shift, and then I'd leave in the middle of the night and I'd drive about an hour home. It was pretty much the best thing in the world for me at that time, you know, being 22 or 23. And there was a girl who used to call. There were a few. There were two or three that used to call in the overnight. And these are people who generally
you don't have to embellish it.
Work. they would. These are people that were up late and worked late hours. So this is, you know, when you work the overnight shift, you understand the play Misty for Me, the old movie.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that there are
a lot
people
of parallels
out
there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There are people out
freaky.
There that specifically listen to the radio from like 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. It's like the other side of the day. There are a whole. There's a whole
a different
world of people.
Set of people at that.
Yeah, but there are also people who work the overnight at the diner or work at 7-Eleven in the overnight.
Just,
and they're very normal people. I remember when I used to go to the get coffee beforehand or go get a little bite to eat. It was always the same people working, and they're great people.
Yeah.
They all know, you get to know those people, right? Because it's a close-knit late night community.
It's a community, yeah.
And you also look out for those people because it's, you know, you walk into their store and there's no one in there and you kind of feel like this guy's on his own. Needless to say, I used to get this call every night for my first 2 or 3 months from the same person, same girl. And it would just be simple, like, you know, hi, I want to make a request. And then you start recognizing the voice and you start saying, like, how are you today? You know, like, what's going on? Tell me. Because you're just looking at this point. You're there for 5 hours with no one and you're just killing time. And, you know, you're
And it's just probably nice to be able to chat with somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. You're shooting the breeze.
Yep.
But then it starts to become more of a personal thing for them. It's almost like you could tell that they're actually, they're talking to the guy on the radio. They don't know that I'm just some, you know, schlub, just got out of college and now is just starting radio. They think, you know, this is a radio DJ I'm talking to. And they become more enamored with the presence of this DJ and myself at the time. I didn't know. I was really unknown at that time and I really had no clue. Needless to say, over time, she continued to call, and it started to become weird to me because I started to notice, like, when I would say, all right, I got to go quickly, she would be like, really? You're going to hang up on me? Like, what do you know? So I was like, I got to stop taking this call. So I stopped. One night, I was in the radio station. This is probably 2 weeks I had stopped answering the phone lines because I was freaked out by her. I forgot about it. And I would still see the phone ringing every night at the same times. And I would be like, oh, that's her. I'm just going to let it go. Sure enough, one night it's a major rainstorm. It's pouring rain. And the wind's blowing. And it was about 3 a.m. And I'm looking out the door. And I'm like, oh, I have to make a run for my car. And I had a box of CDs. There must have been 300 or 400 CDs in a box that I was bringing home. Mm-hmm. And I was carrying it to the door. And I opened the door to leave. And the door just flung open. And it's one of those doors that have like the hydraulic, so it's not supposed to fly open. It's supposed,
oh, okay.
But it just kind of went with the wind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when that happened, I dropped my box of
this
CDs.
This is something straight out
so
of a
it's,
movie.
Yeah, it is. All over the floor. It's pouring rain. I'm leaning over to pick them up. I look up out of the corner of my eye and I see somebody standing in front of me in like a trench coat, just drenched, saturated. And it was, I didn't know it was because I've never seen the person who was calling me.
Yeah.
It ended up, it was this girl who was doing the calls and she was waiting in the parking lot for me to get off the air so she could tell me that I made her feel embarrassed by making her feel stupid by ignoring her phone calls right. And that I don't want to talk to her anymore and that I'm an evil person. Now she's wearing a trench coat, so I don't know if she has a knife, a gun. I do not know. You never know what these things
are. That would have been my first thought.
So I was just saying, like, you know, I can't. My boss told me I'm not allowed to answer the phone anymore. I'm too new at this. And I'm making up a lie on the spot, but I wasn't allowed to take the calls. They forbid me to do it. So I was just following instructions. She wasn't really buying it, but she was progressively getting closer as she's like getting yelling and just, you know, acting irrational. And I saw the corner of my eye, a security truck that used to drive through the lots every hour, saw me and he knew me just from being at the station all the time. And he came over and he's like, is everything all right? And I said, you know, this is just a listener. And I kind of could tell from the look in my eyes that something was wrong. So he stood there, helped me pick the CDs up and then basically waited for her to leave. And she went to her car. He waited for me to get in my car. She was actually for a while standing behind my car so I couldn't leave. But eventually the security guard drove over to her and told her she had to get in her car and leave. And she did. I went back to my boss the next day and he's like, you should report this just because if something happens again, at least you have a history of something happening and they right. can take an action, mm-hmm. which I did. And believe it or not, I always thought for the next 2 or 3 years, I thought this girl's going to show up again. I could never get it out of my mind, especially when I was working at that station.
I would have thought she would have followed you from the radio station. Drove off somewhere.
Yeah,
well,
I thought that too.
You know?
I actually did something where I like drove to the 7-Eleven and then kind of like was doing that thinking I might be followed. So I started to like try and lose them and go into different places I wouldn't normally go and to make sure of it. Because I thought
you
the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, this was a small thing that happened to me many years ago, but it freaked me out. I used to think at any given time this girl was going to come from behind a wall or she was going to be hiding in the closet or she was going to be in my back seat. This happened for years until I moved to a different station and was away from that area. I thought it was happening. And that's me as a guy, a 24, 23-year-old guy being sort of stalked by a woman. Imagine it being, you know, a young girl or a smaller woman being stalked by some crazy lunatic man and it becomes multiplied almost.
Yes.
But these are, again, this is a real story. This isn't some embellishment. I'm not even giving details, but it was that crazy.
Yeah.
So I know from that small experience how it can be very, very nerve-wracking to be in this situation. Not to mention it scare the bejesus out of you.
Sure.
So
I mean, it has a tendency to ruin a person's life, you know, because you're always in fear. You never know when that person's going to be standing right next to you.
Yeah. And it's an ongoing thing for a lot of people that they have to live with that fear.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a few actresses even years ago that I forget the show. It was like My Sister Sam or something like that.
Yeah.
That girl was stalked and killed. Do you remember
that? She lived in Hollywood.
I'm trying to remember too.
It was like, I think it was called My Sister Sam.
I think you're right.
She was like a young girl who was being stalked. She was killed by her stalker.
Exactly. Came to the door.
Yeah, exactly. And she was like, I mean, a very promising young, let's see if, stalker who killed My Sister Sam actress.
Okay, what was her name again?
Rebecca Schaefer?
Yeah, that's it.
The one, yeah.
That's her. So it was just a terrible, terrible story. That happened, what, 89? Okay, so she was only 21 when that happened.
Yeah.
But these are kind of stories, you hear them, and John Lennon, you know, like John Lennon was killed by a stalker.
Yeah, he was a fan. In fact, that guy that killed her, he was a fan. Yeah, he was a fan. John Lennon was a fan. What's this about fans?
It's like over there. There's such thing as being too big of a fan,
I guess. What was the other one?
What do you say, Frank?
I was just going to say what Larry said about the fan. Robert John Bardo was the one who killed Rebecca Schaefer. He had been stalking her for 3 years.
See, that's sick.
3 years. Unbelievable. I'm just trying to read that. I saw something else in there, but not a big deal. There's actually a Dateline story about these actresses that have been stalked, and there's a bunch that have been stalked that nothing ever really happened or came from it. There was one at the Oscars they were just talking about.
Well, how about, is it Ivanka Trump?
No, but that's another one.
That's another one.
Stalked. Yeah, she had a stalker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was recently, a very famous young actress. Actually at the Oscars was talking about it on the air about like how we have to stop this and put an end to this kind of behavior.
That's right. And this is the thing too. So what we're talking about right now, we actually pulled it up off the internet. My brother had sent me a link, and this is the one that you need to go on the internet and find out the one, that piece by 48 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that one, what we want to do here, People Helping People, is to try and get some people either in studio or on the phone as guests that are actively involved in this very topic that we're talking about. There are lots of people, women mostly, that are going through this very thing. And what we need to do, we need to be proactive. We need to be activists. This is one cause that's really worthwhile getting involved in, because it touches on so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Your daughters, your sisters, your mothers, your girlfriends, your wives. All of them especially, at one point in time, will be stalked by somebody, not unbeknownst to them.
What, you think everyone?
I think most people are, yes.
At some point they will
I've talked to so many women that have been stalked,
mm-hmm.
by ex-boyfriends.
Oh, of course,
ex-husbands, and stuff like that. But even unknowns, you know. And they have. So the people that if you go on that website, you'll find that they're very famous people, but they're starting a grassroots thing to get some teeth in the laws.
That's the one I was talking about.
Which one?
There's actually two right there that I was, the one with Sandra Bullock, who broke into her house.
Oh, that's another one, yeah.
Sandra Bullock and Gwyneth Paltrow.
She was talking about that. This year, I think right before the Oscars, she was talking about it.
Really?
And it's been like, it was in the news like a year or two ago.
Last year.
Yeah, last year. And then people thought it went away, and she's like, no, it hasn't gone away. It's just not public. Cause I've been, you know, she was afraid to release too much information because it could screw her.
And Sandra Bullock actually saw the guy. She saw that he was wearing, you know, what he was wearing, and she has a safe room. So, but she was able to see what he was wearing. That's freaky.
Yeah, it really is.
This is just not acceptable. I mean, I find a way.
It's crazy. Remember George Harrison, too, had the stalker who came in and stabbed him.
Yeah.
A couple times, actually. He survived.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you imagine living in a prison like that?
No way.
When you really don't deserve it. Just because you're famous doesn't mean you should be opened up to this kind of crazy
not
behavior.
At all. So our laws are just too lax.
Lax, but there is reason. You know, I guess what really quantifies stalking and what exactly is the line that's being crossed? When does it become criminal?
Well, I mean, if somebody is in your life that you don't want in your life, it should be criminal, period. They have no place in your life that way if you don't want them there. That's where it should start.
I agree with that, but let's say there are people that might send mixed signals. And now I'm only playing devil's advocate because every situation has two sides, right?
True.
If you watch a lot of TV, as I do, my wife watches a lot of these shows. They're like reality-based things, right? And I'll watch them sort of by osmosis. You know, I'm sort of in the room or reading something, and I'll kind of catch
That's
on
what
to the story.
Say.
Yeah, I lie.
Yeah, I know.
But there's a specific story of a couple that they're separated.
Mm-hmm.
She cheated on him when he was in the service, right? He came home. He was away for a year. He came home after a year, found out that she had been with other men. And like it's his house with her. They have two kids. He came home. She basically was like, look, we're done. You need to get out. And he's like, this is my house. Like, what are you talking about? I've been serving our country overseas, and I'm coming back. This is my house. I don't have to go anywhere. So she basically kicked him out, and he came back on his own time and was in the house. She came in the house and flipped out, like, what is he doing here? As if he wasn't supposed to be. But he's like, this is my house. Mm-hmm. There's no order against me. I own this house.
Right.
I could come in whenever I want. And she's like, but you're not wanted here. So therefore, you're stalking me. And he's like, this is my house. What do I have? I have kids here. Like, what am I going to do? Anyway, it seems like when you hear her side of it, you understand, like, well, I don't want him in the house, and this guy just broke in. And he's like, well, wait a minute, I went away to serve my country, did nothing wrong, come home to find out you've been with other men and that you want me out of the house. What? Who's right and wrong, really? Is he really? He's not stalking her. He's just,
that to me is a no-brainer.
But you're saying it's black and white. That's a very gray situation.
Well, he actually is the guy that's in the right. I mean, if that's his house, get her out.
Right. But the thing is, she has the kids, so therefore she can't boot her out because she has like temporary custody because they're separated technically.
Right.
So she gets the house as the wife. Until something's sorted out. But there's no way to get a restraining order against him because he's still the father, and he didn't do anything wrong, really.
I think in that case, that's what you would call an extenuating circumstance. So that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about maybe somebody they don't even know,
or
an ex-boyfriend, an ex-husband, you know, that's, they broke up and it's finished and they come into their place, or they harass them day after day, week after week.
Right.
This person can't have a life living that way.
Yeah, because there are a lot of those out there.
There are many out there.
But for every one of those, there's possibly one of a guy who was misled to believe he had a chance, or a girl that was misled to believe they had a chance. And in their mind, they were led into a trap, and now they're being...
But
discriminated upon.
That, you know, if you talk to the people that are being stalked, in most cases, that's not the case.
I know, but there, like I say, there's two sides. That's what, unfortunately,
yeah,
the
but
law.
Your side is a lot less than the other side.
Agreed. But if there's one situation out of every 100,
I'm finished.
1% of the cases are really not what they appear to be. Then it's you have to go through the process. That's where I do agree, because imagine you're in the situation and somebody wrongfully accuses you of something and it's absolute outlandish. The person who is accusing you might not be all there. They might not be well mentally, right?
Yeah.
And they could be building this up to be something it's not. They could be perceiving something. And I've seen this happen firsthand, where you can turn somebody into a monster and point out certain things, behaviors that are completely normal, but to other people from the outside looking at it might be like, you know, this, you set somebody up. You put them in a position where they appear to be very guilty. But that person that might have convicted you or is pointing the finger at you could be the one building it up to be something just to get that person in trouble. I'm not saying that's, you know, that shouldn't be dealt with.
And I see what you're saying, and I agree too, which is rare.
Very.
But in this case, I agree. But in a lot of cases, and I would happen to say most, where people are being stalked, they have evidence. They have, like,
right,
they
might texts have or letters,
anything
or
like that. Even a picture of this person or whatever. Witnesses, physical witnesses.
Yeah. In that case, something needs to be done.
Yeah.
Quicker.
Mm-hmm. Way quicker. But so say we get something done.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to be done? That's the problem.
How long can you put somebody away for something like this without any physical harm?
And then when can it happen? How fast can it happen?
Yeah, it takes a long time.
It needs to be happening right away.
Our judicial system, while there's a trial going on and while there's investigation to be done, there should be some sort of an interim
to stop them from
doing,
restrain them in
shutting
some way.
Them off. Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
And if you talk to these women, most of them are women, not all of them, but most of them.
Yeah, there are guys
who
have been stalked.
You were stalked.
Yeah, so
I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't either. Frankly, I don't either.
I mean,
so
I could have heard your show.
So, all right, anyway.
You're not Clint Eastwood. Let's just put
No,
it that
I realize
way.
That. I never
we're
claimed
talking about
I never claimed to
me,
be.
By
it's
the
like,
way.
Yeah. I'm far from Clint
No,
Eastwood.
But you hint at it.
Come on.
So that's okay. He's not as bad as he sounds.
Oh, geez. 408-912-5565 if you want to chip in and talk about any of this. Before we continue on, we'll keep that line open if you want to talk about it at any point.
Yeah.
But let's talk about some of the things and community events happening.
Yeah, we do
or
have
things
other
that,
things going on.
Yeah, for a change, we have Franco here to do some
I wish
research.
You were here, buddy.
Yeah.
We really miss
well,
you.
Soon enough. Soon enough, Lair.
I hope so.
Franco, go ahead, my friend.
All right. So I have a couple events lined up. The first one is Put Your Best Fork Forward, happening tomorrow, actually, at
1:30. Sounds like it's food-driven.
Yeah, it could be food.
If it's fork, I have to assume it's food.
Oh, I said fork as best fork?
Yes.
Are you lit?
I thought you mispronounced foot.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. But
you're in rare form, as always.
I'm sure it's what you thought he mispronunciated. go ahead.
Yeah, Put Your Best Fork Forward.
There we go.
Yes, happening tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. at the Sobrato Community Conference Center in San Jose, located on Parkmore Avenue.
Oh, I know the Sobrato. It's right where I used to live.
Really?
Oh, really?
I can say that now because if anybody's going to stalk me, there's no. I'm not there anymore. No, it's a development, like nonprofits and all are in
there.
Oh,
okay.
So, yeah, according to this event and workshop, celebrate National Nutrition Month with us. You can come join us for this fun, interactive class as we partake in delicious food tastings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be there.
Yeah. Learn ways to prevent chronic disease as well as strike a pose at our fork photo booth.
Strike a pose, baby.
Exactly. Like, yeah, this is a really cool event. So, happening March 15th, tomorrow at 1:30 p.m., you can call this number for more information, 408-793-2719. Or you can email sullen.haggerty@phd.ccgov.org.
Well, not like an easy email.
No.
That sounds great, by the way, an opportunity to go somewhere and
eat.
Sample delicious, healthy food.
Yeah.
Because I think the interpretation, I should say the misconception behind eating is that it's good food doesn't taste good, food that's really healthy. But there are a lot of different healthy alternatives to fattening foods, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And when you get to sample fresh ingredients like that and you get an opportunity to make a change in your life, you can do it and still enjoy flavor, people.
Absolutely.
I love that.
That
sounds great.
Very true.
Good way to start, Franco.
Yeah, definitely. And plus, you know, when it comes to food, it's become like a big thing. You know, people that are going dairy-free, vegan-free, and then even gluten-free.
Or paleo. Paleo.
Oh, yeah.
You ever heard of the paleo diet?
My daughter's on that.
She's a paleo
diet? So is my sister.
I didn't know that. Yes. I'm contemplating doing it for 2 weeks.
It's huge.
2 weeks. I'm going to do it.
You should do it for 4.
Well, no, here's the thing.
Four.
No, the thing is I want to do it for 2 weeks because I need to do things in bite-sized chunks to see. Once I get through 2 weeks, I'll feel like I've accomplished something, and then I'll take like a 1 day off and then go back at it for 4 weeks like that.
I hope so.
Because I'll tell you what, that is probably the most likely for me because I don't like these ones that cut out carbs completely.
No, it's not like that at all.
You need to have things that you like to eat and make you feel satisfied.
Yes, it's excellent.
And the key is you do away with a lot of preservatives.
Yeah, you do away. Basically, you don't eat processed foods.
Yes.
In a lot of cases, dairy.
Yeah, well, anything that requires like deli meat or something like that.
Yeah, bread.
Or, yeah, anything that's processed in any way.
Exactly.
Genetically modified.
That's why they call it paleo. You know, because it goes back to the original.
Like if you could have eaten it back in the 1200s, you know,
that's
or something.
That's not paleo.
What do you mean? Yes, it is.
Paleo, no.
When you go back to like cavemen diet even, back
that's
further.
Not the 1200s.
Well, I'm saying like when they didn't have the ability to process.
Wow.
They didn't make
the
deli meats in the year 1220, Larry. What did they have
did
to process?
Did you graduate from college or even
Come
high
on,
school?
Think about this, Larry.
I didn't even graduate from junior high. And I know the difference.
I'm not even going to go there. But I'm going to tell you something. In the 1200s, how were they making
1200s
processed foods.
Yeah, well, it's different.
They didn't have them. They didn't even have the ingredients to do it.
They were making bread.
They were eating fish.
They were making bread.
Well, not all bread is bad.
Yes, 98% of it has loaded with sugar. By
sugar.
The way, sugar.
But they have sugar-free
sugar.
Yeast.
And it's the way. I mean, my daughter explained it this way. Don't take this for gospel.
No, believe me, I won't.
Well, anyway, it's just the way they process grains makes it where it's not. Where it's really not natural. That's it.
Okay.
That kind of thing. I mean, I can say that about grain anyway.
Well, needless to say, paleo is an interesting diet.
Like
and it's easier
it's almost like Neanderthal.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of meats, thing. Fish, Vegetables.
All that.
Yeah. And it's as much as you want, too.
Yeah.
Which I like. Uh-huh. Can eat bacon. Anyway.
Yeah.
The other diets
won't
let me
eat bacon. You can eat bacon as long as this doesn't have nitrites and nitrates. Yeah,
exactly. Well, bacon is life, you know?
That's right. That's what I'm saying,
I think
Frank.
It is.
Most diets don't allow me to do that.
You can eat all you want.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, this one's interesting. The DIY Ayurvedic fermentation happening this Saturday, March 18th at 10 a.m. in Santa Cruz.
Fermentation.
That's my city.
Fermentation at the New Leaf Community Market.
That must mean like wine or something.
Like fermented fish
or beer, maybe?
Well, let's see.
Wine
well,
beer?
This is a seminar based on the event details. You can join us in the beautiful New Leaf Kitchen for our DIY workshop and a wholesome Ayurvedic lunch. So for $35, which is that's the price to attend, in this workshop you will learn about the benefits of fermenting and how to make three different fermented foods tailored to you and your dosha. Fermenting improves immunity with an incredibly high amount of probiotics and beneficial bacteria.
Like kimchi. You ever have kimchi?
I was just going to say kimchi.
Delicious. That's fermented.
Cabbage.
If you smell it without eating it, you'd think something's rotting, right?
Yeah.
And then you eat it, and it's delicious. It's almost like the biggest conflict in my brain when I'm eating kimchi.
Yeah.
Like, as I'm eating the cabbage, I'm like, this is so good. And then all I get a whiff of it, I'm like, what the hell is that smell?
There is one
and it
side
even looks
effect
weird.
Yeah, it's weird. I know.
You know what that is.
Yes. It looks weird, yeah.
No, not that.
Yeah, but it does taste delicious. So,
yes.
This is very interesting. The DIY Ayurvedic fermentation happening at the New Leaf Community Markets in Santa Cruz.
So that's got to have DIY. What's it stand for?
Do it yourself.
Really?
Am I supposed to know that?
Were you really serious with that one? I thought you were joking.
Well, I mean, I see BTW.
Oh, yeah.
By the way,
you know that
FYI.
One? It's good that you know those two.
I know those things.
All right. Yeah, DIY is do it yourself.
Now I know.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
For next time.
At least I'm real.
You are. That's one thing we could say.
Yeah, definitely.
If you weren't, we'd all be much better off, but that's the whole other story.
No, man. Yeah, if you're interested in this workshop, you can do so, and you can learn the world of Ayurvedic-inspired fermenting and how to improve your gut health.
We have several friends here at the station that are Ayurvedic, and it's always interesting to talk to them and get perspective on the Ayurvedic lifestyle, which is so much healthier than everything else. But anyway, continue.
Yeah. All right, so coming up next, also on Saturday, at New Leaf Community Markets in Santa Cruz, happening at 10:30, right after the previous workshop. This is stress hormones and health. So once again, going back to stress. But this is really cool. In this transformative seminar, you will gain the knowledge and specific steps to get to the root of a number of health issues, including stress, depression, low energy, hormone or weight changes, and turn them around so you can regain your health and life.
You know what? Stress is, they call it the silent killer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel everyone's stressed, and if they tell you otherwise, they're probably lying. Some people are very clear-headed, and usually it takes an event, major
true,
event
right.
in their life that makes them realize, like, what am I stressing about? You know, things could be so much worse. But stress is such a dangerous, what's the word I'm looking for? A dangerous condition or concern because
it is.
You don't realize you're affected by it. You don't realize how much it can really hurt you. Like, I mean, from
that's
heart attacks.
You kind of become used to it.
Yeah.
Depending on your circumstance.
Anxiety.
Yeah.
You know, you have.
And that's a huge
it leads
form
to
of it.
A lot of other health concerns. But unfortunately, most people are too busy to recognize their stress.
True. Yeah.
But these things are important. They really are.
Yeah, they really are.
Going to these types of workshops, learn how to deal with your stress and how to turn it into positive energy.
Right.
Exercising or whatever it might be.
And that's a huge thing. You know, exercising is a huge combatant. I mean, it really fights.
Are you guys, are you a stress type, Franco? Do you get stressed easily?
I mean, I do get stressed out over a few things, but for the most part, not really. I mean, if I do feel stressed out, there are two things that help me with that. No, actually three things. Swimming, walking in beautiful weather, and listening to music.
Yeah, those are three good ones.
And they would be.
Swimming is a good one. It's very therapeutic.
Yeah. What about you, Greg and Larry?
Yep.
Yeah, Larry, do you want to go? Are you stressed?
Everybody's stressed.
Yeah.
And depending on what's going on in your life. But I always have a lot going on in my life. I don't seem like it.
Yeah.
But I do. So I've dealt with it because there's so many I mean, there's a tendency for a lot of this stuff to be negative.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, you can turn it into a positive. It's how you come through it.
Yeah.
And it's always a teacher. You know, stress can be a teacher too, because you don't want it to get a handle on you. So I guess that's the main thing. Attitude, huh?
Sometimes it can control you, yeah.
It can,
yeah.
And it's very, very easy.
I tend to get more subconsciously stressed. Like, I don't allow it to consume my brain, but, like, I'll be sitting on the couch at night, and, like, I'll find myself, like, jump up, and, like, I'll have, like, one of those moments where something will hit me, and yeah. I find that then, like, it's in those quiet moments when stress usually, like, when I'm busy and
it
doing
is.
Things, I don't
You're
even
right.
think about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. true.
But once I get away and I've settled down and I'm relaxed is when stress will kind of creep in, and then I try to just block it out by not, like, addressing it and just sort of going, let it.
Well, that's
but
when
again,
you think about things.
Exactly.
We have idle time.
Idle time.
I can tell when you're stressed.
You can, huh?
I can.
Do you see it often?
No, but I can see it on your face, you know, because you have a lot going on here.
Yeah.
And I can see it, sure.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, but it's not. You're never in a. I've never seen you in a bad mood, but I've seen you where you were. You know, I could tell something was on your mind for sure.
Yeah, I think we all have those moments, right?
Yeah, you ask me too. I mean,
I could tell when you are down. Yeah, I tend to get more when it comes to. I very rarely will get in a bad mood because I don't like taking things on other people. Usually, I internalize my my stuff. You know?
Yeah, I do too.
I tend to, like, kind of get a little quieter, a little more introspective than I might be normally.
Right.
So I kind of internalize my issues, which is a classic symptom of stress.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It really is a big problem, you know, and especially with work nowadays, and especially also with people who sleep less. I remember watching this video where you cannot sleep for, like, 5 hours or less because it adds to the stress.
Well, there's sleep is such an integral part of our lives. I also read an article. It's funny you say that, Franco. Article about how everything you knew about sleep is wrong. It was called. I think it was Men's Health. Yeah, and it was talking about how so many things you heard when you were a kid, like you need to get everybody out to get 8 hours. Well, they're saying, like, you should get more than six for sure. Kids need definitely more than 8 hours, right? When even
because
up to, like,
growing.
15 years old, 16, they need 10, 11, 12
That's
hours,
true,
right?
Yeah.
And adults, some people need less sleep. In other words, there are people that just cannot sleep more than 6 hours a day, but they're not affected negatively by it. You know what your time is, right? I know my time needs to be between 6 and 8 hours. If I get less than six, I'm not good. Once in
Mine's
a while, it's
same.
Okay.
Mine's
but
same.
I don't want to go longer than 8 hours because then I get groggy on the other side
exactly.
of it. So I kind of know my sweet spot is, like, 7 hours, not eight. But some people are different. But also says another one that's a big misconception about sleep is that people who are light sleepers tend to say, like, oh, it's just I'm a light sleeper. But in reality, they're not getting restful sleep. There is a difference between light and heavy sleepers. But people who are light sleepers are not dreaming as deep.
Oh, yeah.
And therefore,
what do they call it? REM?
REM, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's REM sleep.
Yeah, REM sleep. Yeah, so, but there are a lot of people that claim that I'm a light sleeper. And that's just, but it, there's a reason why you're not falling into a deeper sleep. And that's, you should be going into that deep cycle.
So is it when you dream? Is that when you're in a REM?
Well, you're always dreaming, but there's certain level. A REM sleep is a deeper level. It's like you're into that where your eyes start going at.
Right.
That's the rapid eye movements. Yeah, that's what they. Okay. So your eyes start shuttering.
I don't know if
quickly.
They do or not.
Yeah, well, I would hope you do. You get good sleep. I hope you get into REM sleep.
I hope so.
If you
haven't
been
a dream like
years.
You wouldn't believe.
Oh, well, and that's good. That means,
like,
you're all right.
Huge.
If you're dreaming, you're good.
I've gotten real close to some of the people.
And
in
if
my
you
dreams.
Remember your dreams, it's even better.
I do.
But anyhow, so it's a good one.
I actually wake up and go back to it.
Yeah.
I like it that
I
much.
I can't do that. I wish
can.
I could.
Do
Sometimes
very
I try.
Often.
So
if
hard.
I like it, if I don't
I try
like
so
it.
Hard, it doesn't work.
Right. Oh, yeah. There are times I have to go back.
All right, Larry. It sounds personal. Let's leave it.
Well, it is. But, you know, it's worthwhile.
I get it. Yeah. I get it.
It
These
is
are
it
all
is.
Good things, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
All right. So, once again, that's the Stress Hormones and Health Seminar happening at New Leaf Community Markets in Santa Cruz on March 18th at 10:30 a.m. Next on the list, I have for you Sustainable Happiness and the Art of Living.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Yes. Happening at the Art of Living Center right off of Blossom Hill Road in San Jose.
Right near.
So this, this topic, you will receive, well, actually, this is an online event. So this is happening When is it? March 19th, Sunday at 4 p.m. You can join this seminar for a fun-filled, interactive, and informative session. With us lies vast, untapped possibilities waiting to be discovered. Through the Happiness Program, this potential is set free, and basically you can just gain a greater vision of who we are as people and how we can become more happy.
You're saying Sunday at 9 p.m.?
No, at 4 p.m.
4 p.m. Okay, I was going to say that's a little late for a Sunday night. No one wants to go on the computer at that
time. Or it could have been 9 in the morning.
Yeah, no, I thought he said 9 p.m., but he said 4 p.m., so that makes sense. That's okay. A good one. You know, again, it comes back to how can you be more enjoy your life more? How can you, instead of always be working and always concerned with money, how can you enjoy your life, turn your life into a happier zone? Because we only get one shot from what we know.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
So that's one I think people should spend a little more time with. Mm-hmm. How to make yourself feel and seem happier.
Pretty much. And
live happier.
And of course, this goes back to stress. It says here actually through this webinar, or actually this seminar, you will learn the main technique on the Happiness Program called, hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Sudarshan Kriya. It's a research-backed breathing technique that has helped millions of people release stress, experience deep meditation, and get back in touch with their true self.
With yoga, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Meditation does help with all that.
It does.
It really does bring such a peaceful mind.
Yeah.
And it allows you to put things in perspective, too.
Yep.
Because there's so much noise in our lives, always, all around us, noise.
True.
When I say noise, I don't necessarily mean audible noise. I just mean like so many distractions.
Exactly.
And meditation allows you to shut all the rest of that off and just sort of take some time and listen to your own stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you need to.
You do.
Yeah, yeah.
You have any more, Frank, or no?
Yes, I do have one more. And then once again, that was the Sustainable Happiness and the Art of Living happening Sunday, 4 p.m. at the Art of Living Center in San Jose.
Okay.
One more event that I would like to talk about is going back to stress, success with our stress, also at the Art of Living Center in San Jose, happening on March 23rd. That's a Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Do you wish you had more than 24 hours in a day? Do you feel stressed due to the many hats you wear, work, home, social life? Do you seldom feel like you're not yourself when trying to establish connections with friends, etc.? Then you can join this session. Basically, same thing. You know, you learn about being in touch with your true self, learning about happiness, freedom, and just, you know, just freeing your mind and just being in touch with your mind.
As En Vogue said, free your mind and the rest will follow.
Pretty much, yeah.
But it is true. You really do.
It is.
Yep.
I believe that.
Yes. With this seminar, you can explore the secrets of unlocking inner fulfillment and freedom to create sustainable happiness in your life. And yeah, once again, happening on Thursday, March 23rd at 6:30 p.m., Success with Our Stress at the Art of Living Center in San Jose.
Success with Our Stress. That's really, really a smart title for this.
It is.
Success with Stress.
I like that term.
I'm glad we kind of, you seem to highlight stress-related, food and stress-related events coming up. Mm-hmm. Because I think those are two things that are probably of the utmost importance. Eating healthy, but still, because people like myself, I love food. I love it. Part of, like, my wife and I always talk about it. It's like, it's such a big part of who I am and who we are as our couple.
Uh-huh.
We love good food and making good food and trying to be healthy about it, but also, you know, you indulge in certain things, but you also, you give and take. I don't ever want to cut away food that I enjoy because it's such a joy in life for me, right? Mm-hmm. So why should I do away with it completely?
Right.
But there's got to be ways where you can be healthier and still enjoy it.
It's sort of this endless journey. It takes research, a little bit of research, but you can do it and be just as happy for sure.
Yeah, I mean, like for example, I've been making this mashed cauliflower
instead of mashed potatoes. Yeah,
and just add a little bit of like ghee. Little butter and then a little salt and pepper.
Right.
And it's like mashed potatoes. It's delicious.
It's delicious.
So much, even though potatoes are a vegetable, they're starchy and they're heavy.
Yeah.
Potatoes are not, well, I'm going to get into that.
What? What were you going to say?
They're not really good for you.
But it is paleo.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Potatoes are paleo.
No.
It's not?
Sweet potatoes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they, for some reason, there's something in the potato that's not natural for us. But the sweet potato or yam is.
Oh, so he's right. Essentially, white potatoes aren't paleo. They're starchy vegetables.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Well, there's also something about it that it's actually toxic. Well, you have to do some study on that, but yeah, it's there's some parts of it.
But I guess I love sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes are
phenomenal. And they're great for you.
Yes, they are.
So good for you. And of course the stress we've highlighted enough. So anyway, thanks to everyone for tuning into the show. Again, we were sort of experimenting with the idea of sort of delving deeper into the stalker issues. We're going to do that.
Give that information one more time.
Oh, search 48 Hours Stalked.
Right.
And it's a special they did
it's
on
like
that.
A series.
There's four different actresses they're sort of covering. Yeah. But all you have to search is 48 Hours Stalked.
Yeah.
And this will come up.
And we are planning on doing a series ourselves. So
yeah, specifically we have somebody in mind from Dateline.
Yes, we have one or two or three.
So that's being worked on. Maybe even next week we'll have something further.
Hopefully.
Franco, thanks for being here today.
Hey, you're very welcome. It was great being with you guys.
Yeah, nice having you back, buddy.
Love having you here, man. Your presence is always appreciated.
It's kind of really hard without you because I, you know.
Well, we got Nate here who's also doesn't chime in too much. But I don't think he's ever chimed in. Thanks, Larry. Thanks for everything. I'm not going to let
you
talk
too,
because we're out of time.
I know.
We'll see you again next week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you on Desi 1170 AM. Radio, that listens to you.
You're listening to Desi.